Death Hotel doomed. The Chiang Mai Hotel, at the center of a scandal after four guests, three of them foreigners, mysteriously died there last year, is being demolished. The downtown inn in the Chiang Mai Tourist Center near the Night Bazaar made headlines last year and was dubbed the Death Hotel, as claims emerged chemicals used there might have caused the deaths, all of which happened over a two-week period. The Disease Control Department's report, released after a five-month probe into the incidents, concluded that three of the deaths were probably connected to the use of pesticides, but many questions remained unanswered. Doors and windows of the hotel are being removed by a building demolition company. Signs stating that the hotel is to be pulled down have been placed around the premises. Workers for the demolition company said they knew nothing of the future of the site. But, according to the Building Control Division of Chiang Mai's local administration, the downtown inn will be replaced by a new upmarket hotel. We have received a request from the Chang Klang Wei Company to tear down the downtown inn hotel building. The same company has also filed to build a new hotel, an official from the Building Control Division speaking on the condition of anonymity said. Management representatives for the downtown inn were unavailable for comment, despite repeated requests. The hotel gained notoriety early last year when news broke that three foreign tourists and a Thai tour guide who stayed at the hotel had died mysteriously. Three of the deaths occurred at the hotel, while the fourth guest died in hospital. Chiang Mai's head of public health, Surasing Wisarutrat, who joined the World Health Organization investigation team in their probe into the downtown inn deaths, said the four deaths were caused by poisoning. We could not determine which toxic substance killed them. It could have been food poisoning, pesticides, the result of fires to burn rubbish, or it could be related to other toxins. The evidence we gathered did not point us to anything specific, Dr. Surasing said. He said the incident damaged the image of Chiang Mai as one of the country's top tourist destinations. One of the victims' families has launched a website discouraging tourists from visiting Thailand, which they say uses substandard health and hygiene practices. But it has also brought about new mechanisms to look after tourists coming here, to prevent history from repeating itself. Immediately after the deaths, eight mechanisms were put up and they're still active, Dr. Surasing said. These include creating an online report center for food poisoning on Chiang Mai's public health website and regular hygiene inspections of restaurants and tourist areas. Samples of pesticides used in hotels by pest control operators are sent to local labs to ensure they are safe for guests. Public health officials also visit pest control operators regularly to ensure they don't use harmful chemicals, Dr. Surasing said. The burning of refuse in municipal areas has also been prohibited. No further deaths from poisoning have been reported. However, public health reports say 4 to 5 tourists die in Chiang Mai monthly from other causes.